Well, it was a real good win for our program, especially anytime you go up to Williamsport to play Lycoming. It's always a good win up there. And the year before we were up there, we lost 10-7 in a hurricane type of game with the rain just coming down sideways, and the field was a wreck. And it was raining the whole way up Friday. We get to the hotel. It was raining all Friday night, the hotel. We wake up to leave the hotel to get on the buses. It's pouring rain. It's just absolutely pouring rain. So it's like, okay, here we go again. We get to the field. It died down. The rain didn't really come down hard during the game, but the damage was done. The field was a sponge. It wasn't a good piece of grass on the field. Even after warm-ups, it was pretty bad. So we knew that we were going to have to play really good defense and try to score early and then just maintain that for the day. Of course, we start off, we give up a touchdown to go down 7-0, which isn't how we plan on starting it. There was a blown coverage there. But I thought after that play, I thought defensively we stiffened up and we turned it around. We were able to force 6 turnovers, which was huge. I mean, and that really set up all of our scoring. We were able to get pressure on the quarterback in a day where there wasn't really good footing. We brought him down about 4 times. I think we held him to 14 yards rushing. They had about 218 yards of offense, and it was a real good day for us defensively. I thought our kicking game was exceptional, especially in the conditions where the year before it hurt us in those conditions. Our punter did a great job pinning them down there, and all the snaps were good, which is what you're really concerned about. Offensively, we came out in the first half. We played well. We had one turnover. We threw an interception. But after that, we played really well, you know, holding on to the ball, no fumbles. Matt Cook played pretty well. They're good, Lycoming, defensively up front, especially in a day like that. It was hard to run the ball, but, you know, we stayed patient with it and were able to get some first downs. Our quarterback went down the second half, which really hurt us. You know, he's our guy. And we had Mark Hattie come in, who's been his backup now for 3 years. And Mark went in there, and he looked great. I mean, he didn't show any signs of any pressure or anything like that. He played really well. He was able to get us 2 first downs with his legs. Threw a couple good balls, threw a 30-yard pass that set up the final touchdown. They'll go 21-7. So he came in and did really well for us, so we're pleased to see that. This week, we go to Kings, and they're very good. You know, they're good. Their record, you know, they don't have a great record, but they're in every game. They beat some pretty good teams. They had Lycoming beat, and they turned it over at the end. They played a very good Leval team, who's also 6-1 this week, and lost to Leval. And they had them, you know, close to almost the whole game until they threw an interception for a touchdown to really turn it around. But we'll be challenged up at Kings. There's no doubt about it. We're going to have to control the ball offensively. We're going to have to convert on third down, something that we didn't do against Lycoming. We're going to have to do a much better job on third down. And defensively, we're going to have to continue our streak here the last 2 weeks. We've given up 7 points, I think, the last 2 weeks, and we've had 10, forced 10 turnovers. So if we keep playing defense the way we're playing and not make mistakes on offense, we'll be in good shape. Any questions?
I mean, you guys kind of take a we're in the playoffs now mentality for these last 3 games that you can't afford to slip up at this point.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say we're not saying to ourselves we're in the playoffs. We're saying every game you got to play it like it's your last game. Every snap you got to play it like it's your last snap. Because you don't know when, you know, you got to take advantage of this opportunity. We're in the driver's seat, and that's where everyone wants to be at this point of the year. We don't have to, you know, hope that someone else loses. It's all on us. So these guys got to take advantage of the opportunity that they have and make every play count. And you never know when guys go down. You know, it could be your last snap. So, hey, you got to play it like that. And we're going to get challenged this week for sure.
Is Israel okay for this week? Or?
No, Mike won't play this week. We'll see. We'll go with Hattie this week, but we'll be good. Mark's had a pretty good practice yesterday. At Del Valle, it's a special place, I'll tell you. Our practice facilities are top-notch. Our practice field's pretty much a lake right now. I told my guys, I talked to my AD, I said, Frank, we're going to have to practice on the game field. It's the best field on the campus, and it drains well. I said, we're going to have to go up there. We don't play till Albright 2 weeks, and who cares if we mess it up for Albright, right? Oh, no, we can't do that. Oh. All right, well, where am I going to go? We can't go in the gym. You know, we got a new quarterback that's got to get a lot of reps. We got to get out on the field. So we kind of were puzzled together between the soccer, softball, field hockey, and baseball field. And we wrecked. That was great. Our kids had a great practice because they actually had grass to practice on. They were really excited about that. And we actually had a pretty good practice. We cut it down a little bit because we don't have any lights out there in the by the cows. So, but I mean, we really did well, and we wrecked it. So hopefully we can go back and wreck it again today. Otherwise, I'm talking about maybe going up on the quad by the main. You know where the presidents and all those are. We may go up there up the quad today, but we got to be outside. So.
Call the guy at Brown and see what he's got.
Yeah. You know, I tell you what. That's not a bad idea, but they got probably a little bit better endowment than us, but we'll see what we can do. All right, go Phillies. Okay.